Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online. It's Damian, and I am hoping that you are having a great day as I do and as always. So, plant-based food products. I'm actually really excited to bring you this information. This was an article. There was several articles actually I came across online, and I wanted to bring this information to you specifically if you're on the fence about what type of food product to make or what type of food business to get into. The next 10 minutes or so may actually help you decide based upon the information I'm going to give you, and I hope that it does. So let's get right into it. All right, guys. So this podcast is actually going to be all about plant-based food products. Now, I know that may initially sound to you kind of a boring topic, but trust me, it is not, especially when you want to talk about some serious profits and the rapid growth that this segment of the food business has experienced just in the last year. And I'm actually going to give you some statistics on how fast it's grown and specifically the demographic of the generation specifically that is purchasing these types of products. So really quick, I'm going to give you some numbers. There is an association called the Plant-Based Foods Association, which sounds pretty reasonable to me when you're discussing plant-based foods. They actually did an analysis of sales from June 2017 to June 2018. The sales of plant-based foods, which mean, by the way, let me explain that to you really quick, by the way. Plant-based foods, meaning that the majority, the bulk of the base of what the product is created from is derived from plant sources, okay? As I did a couple, just a really quick flashback, a couple of videos back on my list there, I did a video on the superfoods. So, for instance, if you created a nutritional bar, an energy bar, milk alternatives, actually dairy product alternatives that are plant-based instead of dairy-based, those would be considered plant-based foods. If you were to buy in bulk, let's say spirulina or some matcha or something of that effect, and you repackage them or you utilize them in protein bars, if you put them in cereals, and you've got something, you've got a product that is based upon plant nutrients, that would be considered a plant-based food. Well, from June 2017, you got to listen to this very carefully. It blew me away. I was totally shocked and didn't realize how big this industry actually is in such a short period of time. From June 2017 to June 2018, over $3.3 billion in a 12-month period, over $3 billion of plant-based food products were sold. That is actually 10 times the growth of all retail foods combined. That is gigantic. It's up over 20%. In just that short period of time. The great thing is that it wasn't really surprising when you consider the amount of different products you can actually create from plant-based options, which is gigantic. So what I mentioned just a few seconds ago is a small fraction, but some of those products are actually products that can be sourced out. They can actually be created and manufactured for you by a co-packer, by the way. When it comes to like the bars, for instance, protein bars, or if it's vegan bars, or if it's anything nutritional bars of any kind, there is literally an endless list of recipes and formulations that you can come up with plant-based products. So the reason why I'm doing this podcast specifically is to give you this information to kind of help you maybe decide if you already have a food business or maybe you have a certain food product that you're working on. Always keep in the back of your mind that you could potentially add on to that. And with the popularity of plant-based food products growing, and the younger generations, the demographic is between 18 and 32. The people who purchase these products mostly are that age group. And that is gigantic and it's growing. A lot of them are more health conscious. That drives their decision on what they're going to purchase. They want more healthy, nutrient-rich products, especially if they're having to start a family. They don't want to feed their kids and their babies products that are processed, unbelievably processed to the point where there's no nutritional value. So plant-based food products have this huge market and it's growing and it's really a limitless potential that you can get in on right now. And it's not going to go away anytime soon. And a really quick note, and this is actually I'm going to do a separate either podcast or a video about this. Companies like Pepsi Cola, Coca-Cola, large, huge brands that have global reach, They actually, I'm not sure if a lot of people, maybe you probably aren't aware of this, but they actually sell more than just beverages, okay? A lot of these companies have bought up over the years snack companies, cereal companies, just food companies in general. So their brands are extensive. Their lines of products are huge. So Pepsi-Cola recently just started their second incubator program. Now, and the incubator program is a program where they go out to small businesses like you, okay? Niche food products that are created with natural sources of natural products, natural ingredients. And they're looking for really unique products to bring on board and to add to their product lineup. So that is actually, I'll do a separate video explaining that in much more detail. But just keep that in mind. And again, this video is just to give you some ideas, if you will, some creative ideas just to keep your imagination kind of running there with what you could potentially make aside from the product maybe you're already doing, or make a decision and go with something that's plant-based. Now, you can do a little bit of research online, of course, and find a ton of different products that you can mimic or you can replicate or you can make yourself with just a slight variation of maybe flavors or flavor profiles or different compositions of plant-based ingredients. So it's really, the sky is truly the limit when it comes to the opportunity that lies ahead of you if you wanted to go this route. And a lot more healthy, nutrition-based products are being produced every single day. So the market is so big. There is plenty of room, trust me, for everybody. So with that being said, I'm going to give you actually a couple links to some of these articles that I found. You could definitely take a look at for yourself and do a little bit of research, as I always do here on Marketing Food Online. I want to present you guys with as much resources as possible so you guys can create your food products with a little more ease than I had when I started about 11 years ago and didn't have really anybody telling me what direction to go. I kind of had to figure it out on my own. So I do appreciate it as always. And take a look down below. Like I said in the descriptions, I'll put a couple links of some of these websites. Take a look at these articles. They're amazing. It's a great little bit of information. It's always good to keep your eye open and learn as much as you can about the food business, because you never know when an idea may hit, and that is an idea that will make you a fortune. So if the video was helpful and gave you some ideas, as always, do give me a big thumbs up, and please do take a look at some of these articles. You'll definitely enjoy them. And if anyone that you know, family or friends, who could benefit, of course, from my channel, as always, please do give the links to them. And I will see you or speak to you on the next podcast or YouTube video. I will talk at you then. Have a great day, guys.